I know you take great pride in this, as your teammates do, that when you look at the stats and you see that Brock got hit 13 times, sacked 4 times, does that bother you guys?
We hate it. We take a lot of pride in keeping the quarterback upright, especially me personally. You know, the left tackle, that's their number one priority. So it's been a point of emphasis, along with running the ball better. Mm-hmm. We want to keep him clean. We know when he's upright and he can maneuver and operate the way he wants, we can make some things happen.
Generally speaking, what are some keys to this offensive line doing a better job as a whole?
For one, in the run game, just communicating, being in sync with the backs, finishing plays better. Same thing in the passing game, just finishing blocks better and communicating. I think it's all about being on the same page, picking up blitzes, line stunts, things like that. Something that we have to continue to work on. Biggest thing for us is just having a more physical mentality going forward.
Is there anything worse than seeing your quarterback on the ground?
No, I hate it, man. I hate it. We're going to do our best to keep him upright this week.
Dwayne, what kind of things can you learn from a loss like the Vikings?
It just makes you kind of self-evaluate and evaluate ourselves as a team, and things you can get better at. Last thing you want to do is point fingers, and you want to hold each other accountable as much as possible. But I think today we all came out with a purpose and with a new sense of urgency. You can feel it in the locker room. You can feel it out there on the field, and I think we'll have a better response this week.
Wayne, was there something that you could physically see or feel that you said you came out with more of a purpose, more of a sense of urgency, that you could just something that you could sense it? How would you describe it to the layman?
You can sense it. You can sense the energy. We're all competitors here, and we know we all can accomplish something special when we all buy in and do it together. And then you could just see it with the level of competition we had and the way we executed. You can see it out there. Mm-hmm.
Can you discuss the magnitude of this game?
It means a lot. Come on, man. It means a lot. Any division game is big. Trying to bounce back from last week is big. Playing at home, primetime game is big. But like I said, division game against a big-time rival of ours, it means a lot to us, and we want to come out and do well.
Can you talk about you've been around this game for a while and seeing the offensive ups and downs. What do you tell your teammates about kind of getting through these spurts, because you guys are kind of in one of those places?
You just have to, strain as much as possible individually. Continue to be a professional, come in every day, do the work, study film, know the game plan inside and out. Practice well, you practice well, it'll usually translate into playing well. And just stay together, stay together, continue to believe in the game plan, believe in the philosophy and everything we're trying to get accomplished, and play for 4 full quarters. That's the main thing.
I know you guys look forward, not backward, but you've been here a long time. This team's record against that team is not very good. How much does that bother a long-time veteran like yourself, Dwayne, or does it?
Doesn't bother me. Every year is a new team, and this year's team can't be concerned with what happened with our matchups in years past. They have a new team. We have a new team. Some familiar faces, but we're not concerned about that. We're concerned about winning here, Sunday night football at home against them. We know they're going to bring it. We got to match their intensity and just outplay them.
What do you see from their pass rushers,
Dwayne? Very good pass rushers. Guys have been there a few years now. One who's a future Hall of Famer in my opinion. And Mathis. Eric Walden. Good pass rusher. Akeem Ayers is a good pass rusher. They have a good mixture out there. They do a good job with their blitz packages and third down. So we're going to have to be in tune to what they have going on, study the film, get familiar with what they like to do in their tendencies.
Dwayne, today was just talking about locker room talk. That's been the news a lot lately. He says that you guys keep it clean in here. Just your thoughts on that, kind of in the wake of that phrase being thrown around so much.
Keep it clean? What do you mean?
Not talking, maybe the way Donald Trump was speaking.
Oh, that locker room talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't go on in here. No, we don't go up and grab anything. We keep it very clean.